And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. When it was signed into law in 1990, House Bill 1017 was hailed as a giant step forward for public education in Oklahoma. However, few of its reforms were ever met. Yesterday, state senators learned that much of that bill is still in place, including its class size mandates. Carolyn Thompson is with the Oklahoma Department of Education.
Largely, the limits that 1017 put in place are still there. Kindergarten through 6, no more than 20. Grades 7 through 9 and 10 through 12, no more than 140.
However, in 2010, lawmakers pulled penalties from the bill. Lawmakers are now considering if to reinforce the class size mandates. The Jinx School District is rolling out a new app. It is designed to let students and the community share safety concerns. The district's Rob Labor.
Reinforcing a culture of if you see something or you hear something, say something.
We have links on downloading the app on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. The Tulsa City Council will learn more about the equality indicators tonight. The report shows blacks are twice as likely as whites to be arrested in Tulsa. The City Council wants to learn why. After several hours, Broken Arrow Police and the U.S. Marshals arrest 44-year-old Rodney Burton. He was wanted on federal weapons charges. Burton barricaded himself inside a home near the Floral Haven Cemetery yesterday afternoon. He finally surrendered just before 7 o'clock last night. One at a time, please. The Tulsa Route 66 Commission's policy for its neon sign grant program.
Business owners may apply for one grant. If approved, they can apply for another grant 1 year later. Commission member Amanda DeCourt says they came up with the policy after a potential applicant showed interest in three grants for three separate signs at one location.
We want to have as many unique businesses with neon signs as possible.
The commission is allocating an additional $60,000 to the neon grant program. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A Tulsa man is dead and two Sand Springs girls are hospitalized. This after a crash on Highway 11 in Osage County. The Highway Patrol says 61-year-old Stephen Haber was killed about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon when his car crossed into oncoming traffic. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot, 92 for a high. Now fair and 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.